Welcome back. Today we welcome back Quincy College. We like to feature our programs at the college almost on a monthly basis, and so far we have not run out of topics because there's so much going on over there. We're going to welcome back to the program Dr. Bill Carroll, Dean of Arts and Sciences and Professional Programs at Quincy College, and a newcomer here to the program, but not to Quincy or to Quincy College, Dr. Mariana Krejci-Papa, ESL Program Coordinator. So welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great to have you both here as well. Dean, always good to have you here in the studio.
Thanks.
So,
and, good to be back.
Doctor, great to meet you for the first time and welcome you to Quincy College, right?
Yes. Well, it's exciting to be here. A lot of wonderful colleagues and I love the students.
Yes, you're not a stranger to Quincy, though.
No. I've owned a house here since 2007,
yeah.
So I've been living in the Wollaston section for a long time.
Sure.
Love the community.
Excellent. We're going to learn more about the ESL program and about yourself. But Dean, I hope we could start with you a little bit
and talk
a little bit about why an ESL program at Quincy College?
So we've always offered courses, you know, but just in terms of the demand and what we learned about the students' needs, mm-hmm. you know, this is kind of our chance to like have a specialized person in Mariana and someone who really knows the area, but also, I mean, the field, but also give the students that kind of one-on-one attention. You know, the way advising is set up, there wasn't some place that all students learning the language. But in terms of, you know, a very international city, obviously, and then our own international students.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a pretty big population that, you know, needed to be served, but with more sort of attention.
Really. Yeah. So what were you kind of seeing within the student body that said, oh, maybe we should make this a little more formal, you know, and
I think one of the big things is, you know, they would walk into the Welcome Center, mm-hmm. which includes registrar, admissions, finance, you know, all those things.
Sure.
And just not really sure what how it all worked,
yeah.
necessarily. That's one thing.
Okay.
Another thing is, I think there's a certain population that would come for the language, but maybe didn't consider college, you know, and that's just because no one's really talked to them, you know, about all those things that we assume that they might not have known.
Yeah. Okay. So this could be creating a pathway for someone.
Absolutely. Yeah.
To a higher education that they might not have considered earlier.
Yeah. So students, you know, they'll learn about it and they'll say, well, I have this job, but then they'll realize, oh, well, I could maybe do this, maybe do that. So that's another hope as well. Yeah.
Opening up opportunities. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when did it start? When did this program begin?
So it's been over a year where we started calling it the English Language Institute. So I would say in earnest when Mariana came on board, because we never had that individual where you could say to a student, there's one person who you can go to
now. Yeah. Why Mariana?
Well, she has a passion. She has a background in terms of education and teaching experience. But also I think she's making a great connection with the students. So I think on the advising side, from what I've seen so far, that's going to be great as well. But I'll let you speak for yourself.
Yes, absolutely. So curious to learn, first of all, a little bit about your background, Doctor, if you could.
Sure. Well, I began in the literature program. I was an undergraduate classics and comparative literature major, and I thought I would pursue college teaching. But somewhere along the line, when I was a graduate student, a friend of mine recruited me to teach for a summer language program at Yale. And I had so much fun. I absolutely loved it.
Really?
Of course, I was very far along. I was going to completely change directions. But I realized that if I got a TESOL certificate, I could teach English as a second language and combine that with teaching in literature programs. And it's basically worked out very well. I mean, I feel ESL training has made me a better college teacher. It's just, it's hard teaching, but it's everything that a teacher loves in that kind of teaching.
So, such as? What is it? What was it that you loved about it?
I feel like it's a discipline that requires human beings to simply be human beings.
Mm.
And I think the most important thing that your language students want from you is they want a relationship.
Mm.
They want to learn their language in the context of developing relationships, not only with you, but with other people in the class, and then eventually with others in the community.
Okay.
So you have the privilege of being you know, that person that helps them develop their language skills and also develop their ability to relate to other people in the language. And it's very engaging.
It sounds it, yeah. So what's your experience been so far here in Quincy?
Well, we have students from every background mm-hmm. and experience level seeking to go in every possible direction.
Sure.
So it's a really exciting place to do English as a second language. And by English as a second language, sometimes we think of people who have moved here and are now training to function in a different language, but we also have people who are bilingual, have lived here their whole lives, but are seeking greater literacy in English. And also sometimes people have changed direction and they just want a little more help and coaching with speaking English so that they can go on to do college.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Who would benefit from the program?
Well, I would say there are a lot of different kinds of people who would benefit from the program. I mean, mm-hmm. someone who finished high school but never thought about going to college, and maybe now after some time has thought maybe that's something that interests me.
Yep.
We have what we call English developmental classes that help people with the skills they need to get themselves up to speed to take a college class. Someone who has just moved here and does not speak one word of English, we have a new absolute beginner class. I mean, it's open to everybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't need to know anything at all, no pre-existing knowledge in order to get into our beginner class. And then people in between. I mean, people who have some limited English, but they would like to move it along.
Yes.
We have beginner, we have intermediate, we have advanced. We hope to move people along through the program and then help them get to wherever they want to go with their skills, which is sometimes college. Sometimes people never thought that they could do that, and then they discover they can.
Mm-hmm. Sure, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure you've seen some examples, maybe not here in Quincy yet because it's still, so new. But in your past, right?
Oh, yeah. And that's one of the nicest things about working in this area is you get to see people accomplish what they want to do.
Right.
And it's very, very gratifying. I once had a student from Venezuela, a petroleum engineer, and he decided he wanted to change direction and go work in the green industry, the green economy.
Wow, and a complete 180, basically.
Basically. So kind of change of direction and philosophy.
Yeah.
And he came to the country not speaking a word of English, and 3 years later, with a lot of very intensive study, he yeah. got accepted into a master's program.
Wow.
So there are so many stories like that, people who are done one thing and then they decide they'd like to change direction, and learning English or mastering English and developing their literacy in English is their way to do it.
Yeah, but does it take, you know, that kind of commitment from the students? Because it sounds like it's a monumental task.
It is a monumental yeah. task. And I think that, you know, I studied abroad when I was a student.
Oh, you did?
And I also lived for 5 years in Germany. One of my first teaching jobs was teaching for the University of Maryland overseas. Mm. And I know what it's like to have to work in an environment that's not your language.
Yes.
So I'm, you know, writing a dissertation at home and teaching Shakespeare, and then I go off the base, and you have to struggle
sudden,
to communicate.
All of a sudden,
yes,
you're in their world, right?
Yes,
not
absolutely.
Yours. Yeah.
You know, I know that emotional feeling of
yeah.
of not being able to express yourself adequately, and I bring that all the time when I'm teaching.
Yes.
And I can say, I know what this struggle is like, and
yes.
I know that you can do this. And you know, here are some things to think about.
It sounds like
trying.
A much more holistic approach. I mean, you can teach somebody the grammar, right, and the alphabet, and even the pronunciation, but how to apply that in a practical sense.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that actually is part of the structuring principle of some of our classes. I would call them integrated skills.
Okay.
We have a sequence. They are double classes, essentially, and
yeah.
we have a beginner, excuse me, intermediate, and an advanced, mm-hmm. and they are a kind of a wraparound. So, you know, we teach vocabulary words, but then they have to see them in a written form. They have to practice pronouncing them.
Yes.
They have to practice writing them, practice using them in naturally occurring conversations, which is tougher to do.
Yes.
So it takes a lot of commitment from the students. There's no other way to say it.
Yeah.
To master a new language, they need to be dedicated. And I also say they have to be comfortable making mistakes. There is something so relevant to all of education in that. It's like, to make real, genuine progress, you have to be willing to make a mistake.
How else to learn, right?
How else do you learn? I say that all the time. I said, if you didn't make a mistake, how could I help you? But if you make the mistake when you're speaking,
right.
then I know what to do.
In fact, you want them to make as many mistakes as possible in this format, right?
I have sometimes joked and said, tomorrow morning, your homework assignment is to make three mistakes
yes.
with three different native
yes.
speakers,
yes.
and let each person help you. I mean, that's very emotionally difficult to do, but those who learn to do it, they have a skill that they can bring to just about anything else.
Yes, absolutely. Well, it's a teaching. Each one is a teaching opportunity, right?
Each one is a teaching opportunity.
Probably for you, too, I would think, as an instructor, to realize what they're not grasping and what they are grasping, right?
Every student has a story,
right.
And every student needs his or her or their own pathway through language learning,
yes.
Because people's backgrounds are so different. So that's another thing that I like, and another reason to have one point person is because you, even if you take a placement test and you get the same score on a placement test, that doesn't mean your needs are the same as the student sitting next to you.
Sure.
So I'm hoping to be able to meet students where they are, assess what they need, and make recommendations that are more tailored to people's personal journeys and their desires.
Yeah. What's the actual, maybe Dean, you can answer this, what's the actual time commitment to go through this program?
It varies,
okay.
Depending on where they enter, what their language skills are.
Okay.
Do they just want language classes? Do they decide to enter college? Mm-hmm. And once they enter college, that would be the beginning in terms of the time frame of a regular degree program,
okay.
Be it an associate's or a bachelor's,
yes,
and
yes.
So on.
Okay.
So this is sort of the preparatory part, or it could be the whole thing and they just have a job and they want more English. And
okay, so they'll end up with a certificate after coming through this program?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Not a certificate in the sense of a regular college credits.
Oh, I see.
But just sort of like acknowledging
an accomplishment.
It. Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And so you mentioned there's a whole institute now dedicated to, so are there instructors within that institute?
So, we have a variety of instructors who teach these courses.
Yeah.
So the answer to that is yes. It's more like wanting to focus it in, to one place on the website, one place in terms of how we talk about it,
yes.
So that everyone at the college knows that, where these students need to go, where they get the right information, make sure they get the right information. And I think that's the big piece of sort of wrapping it all together.
Okay, very good. Is this right now just in Quincy?
Yeah, primarily.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe expanding.
Yeah, we're reluctant. I personally, but I'm not the expert.
Yeah.
But don't want to do this online, at least for now.
Gotcha.
Right. Find a way where they're always, face to face. I mean, we have done Zoom. And I think that works at some level, but face-to-face is ideal.
Yeah, particularly when you're dealing with a foreign language for
exactly.
These folks, right? So there's
exactly.
Already a barrier.
Exactly.
Why put up an electronic one as well, right?
Yeah, you don't get to speak in an online class too much.
Exactly, yeah. Sure, I'm sure, Doctor, you would agree.
I do. Yeah. We have had some classes by necessity need to be online, but our choice is always that they should be in person because the live contact, the live interaction is so important. And that's why we're also planning some extracurricular activities to sort of
do tell.
Yeah.
Yes.
So in terms of being an institute, it's like not just a collection of individual classes,
yes.
But actually a program. We're getting students together into, I'm going to call them clubs,
okay.
So that they can apply what they're learning in a variety of directions. So the first thing that's starting is, I guess we're calling it Conversation Club. We decided on the name English Roundtable.
Okay.
But I'm welcoming people to come and practice speaking about a series of topics.
Yes.
So education in the United States versus other countries. Healthcare in the United States, classic TV shows, how to teach yourself slang by watching TV and listening to podcasts.
Sitcoms or something. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, or strange things Americans do. That always gets people out to come and talk.
I'm glad you brought that up. That this is all new.
Oh,
yeah, this
oh.
is starting this summer. Actually, next week.
Yes,
so
yes.
Oh, very
that's
good.
Sort of like the rounding out of.
Yeah.
The institute.
The institute.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The institute.
Well, and it sounds like fun too.
It is fun.
Yeah.
And people can come and practice. I've said to students who are native speakers, but they're in a college composition class and they're working on learning new words, I said, come and practice using them. Here you are learning all of these vocabulary words from your reading. You can come, show up, practice using them. People who are learning English at the intermediate level and they want to practice a different skill. They're not so much honed on vocabulary, but they want to just practice looking people in the eye and having the courage to speak. Just come.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then we're working on a writing club. So we're beginning with conversation, just getting people engaged. But I'm collecting names of students who are committed to writing outside the classroom. So they have to like writing enough that they want to do it on their own.
Okay.
And then again, I'm not distinguishing what their background is. People who are bilingual, people who are learning the language as a second language, people who have always spoken English but now want to practice writing, getting the writing club going, and then I have my sights on starting a student publication.
Dean, you have a Spitfire here.
Yeah, great ideas.
Yeah, would this be something, Doc, do you think would be open to the community at some point, or the public at some point?
We haven't really talked about that. I mean, at the moment, getting it going for the students who are already with us, but
yes.
I'm certainly open to the idea.
Yeah.
I think in terms of the clubs and things like that, we could do that, absolutely.
Right, yeah, because that would bring a whole different perspective, you know, from folks who've been working and living in the community for all their lives, perhaps, you know, to bring Quincy-isms, if you will.
Yes, that's right, regional.
Yeah. And then to be able to use them in a practical sense, going out, public transportation, I'm thinking, is one big hurdle, I'm sure. Going out a museum or something, you know, and using the club skills in on-site locations like that.
That's a really nice thought. I like that. We have so many wonderful community services around here. We have the library right here, and
yes.
we have the Adams Center and the YMCA, and that's actually a really nice thought.
Look at that.
I will.
Adding to the curriculum.
I know. I will write that down.
Excellent.
Dean Bill's like, oh, he's making more work for me. But it must be very gratifying for you, Doctor, to be able to see a student come through this and then advance like that engineering student.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah. And that's, of course, the goal. I mean, you want you're training up peers, colleagues,
right.
future graduates who are going to do any number of things. So, yeah.
I mean,
I love it.
The level of success these students, like the ones who are from other countries,
yes.
you know, they could have graduate degrees,
yes.
right? So they can all be kind of placed together because they have different levels of success and they come over, and what they have in common is the need to learn English, but
right.
their academic ability generally is varied.
Yes, absolutely. But you're right. You could have an engineer, a doctor,
exactly.
Next to, I don't know, a waitress, you know,
right, exactly.
or a bus driver, on that same level in communication, and trying to achieve that common goal. So interesting to bring different walks of life together under the same umbrella. Yeah. Anything else we should share about the program right now, do you think?
I think I'm just excited to have a person in Mariana's
yeah.
role, because it's something, you know, for a while. I mean, I've been here 4 years only, but it was definitely a need, a demonstrated need, and now we're just starting. And I think, you know, emails are coming through already saying, I've heard this and I heard that, and could you help me? And they're like, there's the proof
right there. Yes, you can help you. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. So responding to the need within the community. So great. Excellent. Hopefully we've helped get the word out a little bit more for you as well.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, people can just walk through the Welcome Center. We have a wonderful Welcome Center,
sure.
and they are welcoming, and people can walk in and get more information.
Yeah, very good. Nice to meet you, Doctor.
Thank
Please
you.
Come back. And Dean,
My
Bill,
pleasure.
Always good to see you.
Thank you.
You're
likewise.
Very welcome.